Thanks, Carol. Thank you, Carol. Welcome to the 2014 Iowa State Fair, day one. It's great to be back at the fair. I want to thank my first employer, the Des Moines Register, for hosting us here at the Soapbox. And I want to thank every one of you for coming out today to celebrate what's great about Iowa and this fabulous fair. I want to recognize a very special guest sitting here in the front row. The woman who gave me life and taught me what Iowa values are, my mother, Marcia Braley. Thanks for coming, Mom. As you wander around the fairgrounds, you'll probably run into one of her former students, since she's taught thousands of them here in Iowa and has made a huge impact on their lives. So thank you so much for being here today. You know, the Iowa State Fair reminds us of what's great about Iowa, because every year Iowans come here to celebrate agriculture, to celebrate manufacturing, to celebrate business, to celebrate art, and most of all, to celebrate great food. And you'll see people celebrating food all over this fantastic fair. But it also reminds us of what Iowa is all about, and that's people coming together to help each other out and make this a better state. And that's why the Iowa State Fair, from the old mill to the double Ferris wheel that I rode on as a kid, remind me of what's important about Iowa and what I learned growing up in Brooklyn, Iowa. Because when people in Brooklyn had a problem, nobody asked you what political party you belonged to. They asked for your help and they got it. And that's what Iowans expect from their senators. And that's the approach that I've taken serving for 8 years in the House of Representatives. And that's what I'll do as your next senator. So you look at the issues that this state is facing right now. One of the most important ones is our economy. And Iowans have a history of coming together to work on issues that help move Iowa's economy forward. One of those things is the renewable fuel standard, which has created 75,000 jobs here in Iowa in biodiesel and ethanol. So last December, when the EPA decided to issue a rule reducing the renewable fuel standard, I joined with my colleagues, Senator Grassley, Senator Harkin, Governor Branstad, to fight against that misguided proposal. And in December, Governor Branstad and I went to an EPA hearing in Virginia and spoke out strongly to preserve and protect the renewable fuel standard. And sitting right at the table with me was a representative of Big Oil, who not only wanted to reduce the RFS, but to completely eliminate it. And I'm going to keep fighting to preserve Iowa jobs by fighting to preserve the renewable fuel standard. One of the other issues that's had a huge impact on Iowa in our ag economy is the Farm Bill. And that's why, even though it took 3 years, I fought to make sure that that Farm Bill got a vote on the House floor and got passed. It has an opportunity to create thousands of jobs in Iowa. It's going to continue to support our agriculture in this state. And I was proud to work 3 years to finally get it done and make sure that agriculture has a blueprint for the next 5 years in Iowa. Another thing that's had a huge impact in rural Iowa is wind energy. And I'm proud of the fact that our state now gets 25% of its electricity from wind and will be getting more by the end of this decade. And that's why I've been proud to work with Senator Grassley and Senator Harkin and Governor Branstad to promote a strong wind energy tax credit that is now being held hostage by Big Oil and has expired, and we're fighting to get it back on the floor of the House to get a vote for it. And that's what we have to do to keep moving investment in wind forward so that Iowa can continue to be a national and world leader in wind energy production. So all of those things are about bringing people together to make things better for Iowa. But in this election, there are going to be clear choices for Iowa voters. between someone who's going to continue to work across party aisles to try to bring people together on issues like these that move Iowa forward, or someone who supports a Tea Party agenda that's going to stand in the way of progress for Iowa. So on the issues, you need to compare me and my opponent. On the renewable fuel standard, she has said that she is philosophically opposed to it, and in a perfect world, we would end it. I disagree with that. On the farm bill, she says she would have voted against it, even though every Iowa farm group and commodity group supported that bill. She would have voted against it. On the minimum wage, she not only believes that we don't need a federal minimum wage, she believes that someone working full-time in this state and earning $15,000, that should just be sufficient for a full-time minimum wage job. I support increasing the minimum wage, restoring its purchasing power, and using that as a way of creating jobs in Iowa. But that's not all. On the issue of taxes, I support tax cuts, tax breaks for working families. She supports a 23% national sales tax that would increase the burden on working families and make it very, very difficult for them in an economy like this one. And that's what voters of Iowa need to think about. On issue after issue, the Department of Education, which provides Iowa college students with Pell Grants and student loans, she wants to abolish that. So the choice is clear for Iowa voters, and I need your help to tell voters about these clear choices. If you want to send somebody to Washington like me with a proven record of working with Republicans to solve tough problems and help Iowans, you need to get out the word to vote for Bruce Braley. But if you think that someone who has an agenda that drives people apart and supports a Tea Party agenda that's wrong for progress in Iowa, then they should vote for my opponent. The choices couldn't be more clear. This is about a great state fair, bringing people together and celebrating the future of Iowa. That's why I need your help, and that's why I'm asking for your vote on November 4th. Thank you all for coming today.